You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. Governor Cuomo presented his $145 billion state budget 2 days ago, and one of the big questions that has been percolating around for months is where will the governor get the $8.3 billion he promised to help fund the MTA's five-year capital construction plan? So when the budget dropped, WNYC's Kate Hines opened the several hundred-page document and got to work. She joins us now, bleary-eyed. Kate, welcome back. You were here so often last week talking about the MTA. I'm eager to hear what the next piece of the story is. So tell us, how is the governor going to pay for that part of the project?
I'm glad you asked, Jamie. Let me set the scene first. Last Friday, as you might recall, he was at the Transit Museum unveiling a piece of what his promised commitment to the MTA would do, like overhauling 30 subway stations, adding USB ports and phone chargers to the subway system.
Wi-Fi.
Exactly, just to name a few. And after the announcement, a group of us reporters who have been pressing him on this for months wanted specifics.
But how will New York State pay for it?
For the $8 billion share that you're providing?
From the state budget. That is part of our financial plan.
So you won't be taking on debt?
We have a roughly $140 billion annual budget. Part of it is debt, part of it is revenue, and the state's contribution of $8 billion will be in that $140 billion financial plan.
So, Kate, was it in there?
Well, to my eye, no. He appropriated $1.3 billion for the current fiscal year, and he promised that already. Where's the new $7 billion he promised this fall? You know, I went to the page in the FY 2017 Capital Program and Financing Plan, and for the year beginning, the fiscal year that starts in April through fiscal 2021, there is a row of zeros. Now, in the legislation that accompanies the budget bill, there is language that says going forward, and I'm quoting here, it is anticipated that state funds shall be required by and provided to the MTA in the amount of $7.3 billion over the next 4 years, and the bill says the state will pay it after the MTA exhausts its own resources. Because the budget is so massive, it takes a lot of time to digest. A lot of people are still working through it. They're not ready to comment on the record, but transit advocates are very alarmed because they feel that language isn't binding. I spoke to a watchdog group called the Citizens Budget Commission, and they said to me their take on it is basically like the governor's promising that he'll find the money, which is, of course, maddening because he's been saying that he's going to show you where the money is in the budget.
Wait, is that $7.3 billion in actual money, or is it more of an IOU?
Well, I find it hard to read it as anything other than a promise to pay it down the road, but the governor's office adamantly disputes that the budget is an IOU. I spoke to Morris Peters, who is the Cuomo spokesperson who deals with the budget, and he says there is no other way to read it. The money is in there.
The governor put unambiguous and ironclad language in the budget to make good on his commitment.
He says when the MTA needs the money, the state will pay it. But the bill's language doesn't commit to years. It says things like in year one, we'll pay $1.5 billion. In year two, we'll pay this. So that doesn't necessarily align with the MTA's five-year capital program. And that could be problematic because the way they do their budgeting is they want cash in hand before they enter into a large contract. So if they want to spend $1 billion on a piece of, say, East Side Access, they want to see that money in the bank. And only then does it start paying it down. But the state could look at that billion in the bank and say, wait a minute, you still have the $1 billion, so why should we give you this year's contribution to the capital program?
Yeah, and why not just allocate the money up front? Why doesn't the governor put the money in the budget and show us where it's coming from?
Because he wants to maintain maximum flexibility on how to pay for the state's share down the road. And, you know, people I've spoken to have said there is a lot of merit in trying to match the state's funding mechanism to the financial climate in that moment. Interest rates change, tax revenues come in differently than anticipated. So maybe next year some of the money will come from bonding. The next year it'll come from a huge bank settlement. But it is sort of worrisome. I spoke to Bill Henderson, who's the head of the Permanent Citizens Advisory Committee, and he pointed out that in this budget, the governor took $1 billion of bank settlement money and put it towards the thruway to keep tolls down.
I guess I'd be a little bit more sanguine if they had taken some known sources of funding and said, okay, we're going to spend this money on the MTA.
So he's a little worried.
It's important to note that you did say early on this is the start of a process. What's been the reaction from the city and the MTA?
The mayor's office says it's still digesting the budget and it'll have more later. And the MTA says the bill has language that commits the state to $8.3 billion. So it feels confident, at least publicly.
So there you go. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you, Jamie.